Bradford City Council has introduced a borough-wide restriction following a 12-month trial in three areas of the city. According to the council, the restrictions are designed to help people with mobility and visual impairments, and the move represents success for RNIB and for Regional Campaigns Officer for Yorkshire and Humber, as Maksud Sheikh, who joins me now. Maksud, first of all, congratulations. Your reaction to this when the news was announced from Bradford City Council?
Very pleased with the result which Bradford came with on Tuesday last week. It's been a long campaign, certainly, spanned over 10 years, and it's involved a lot of work from a lot of people, a lot of groups, and I think it shows that, you know, campaigning does work. I think it is a first step, though, in terms of removing obstacles for blind and partially sighted people. And we see it as, you know, a really great success, but it is the first step in a longer journey to making streets more accessible in Bradford.
Yeah, of course, which is what the campaign is all about. As you say, Maksud, it has been a long campaign, 10 years or so. Can I ask you just to fill us in briefly on the background of the campaign, how it first got started?
Sure. I think in Bradford, they have a strategic disability partnership, which has been key to this campaign and the success of this campaign. Initially, the RNIB were approached by Steve Greisag, who's the access officer at Bradford Council. And the Strategic Disability Partnership, which, like I say, represents many disabled groups across the district, both blind and partially sighted, but from other disabilities as well. Steve got in touch with us to ask about our position on A-boards and, you know, what we felt about A-boards. And the RNIB's position is a zero-tolerance approach towards A-boards. And this was arrived at a perfect time when Steve got in touch with us. We'd actually just published our Who Put That There report, which was a report based on some research we'd done with 500 blind and partially sighted people on obstacles they encountered on the street. And this research showed that 95% of blind partially sighted people had experienced collisions with street obstacles. Half of those were with A-boards, and a third of those had actually suffered injuries as a result of collisions with A-boards as well. So when Steve approached us, we saw it as a great opportunity to work with local authorities to remove A-boards. From there, we found some local campaigners who were already involved with Steve and the Strategic Disability Partnership, some people with sight loss, and we started working more closely with them and the wider disabled community in Bradford by actually writing to cabinet members of the council about our Who Put That There report and our campaign. We met with some of those cabinet members as well to look at how A-boards and other obstacles were a problem.
So to sum it up then, there was a lot of support, but I know as well, Maksud, there was also opposition. For example, the local Chamber of Trade had opposed a complete ban and had instead called on the council to tighten regulations on the use of A-boards. But that obviously wasn't what yourself and the local campaigners were looking for.
Absolutely. I think with our position on zero tolerance to A-boards, we also are calling on all local authorities for a clear highways policy at the heart of decision making. So with A-boards, you need a clear policy on the use of them. And the clearest policy is to have a zero tolerance towards A-boards. And many local authorities do have loose policies on A-boards, but they're very difficult to implement and enforce and monitor. And this is why we say it's better to just have a zero tolerance towards A-boards. There has been opposition from the Chamber of Trade and businesses, certainly in the trial that was run in Bradford, which was run over a 12-month period in 2016. The businesses actually set up a counter petition against the work that we were doing to have the A-boards banned. But I think the council's made the right decision because it's about balancing the needs of business with the health and well-being of the wider community. And I think that's what they've certainly set out to do by banning A-boards, is that, you know, they improve the life of blind and partially sighted people, but other disabled people with mobility issues, mums in pushchair, you know, with pushchairs, and just people just trying to get around, because even someone who hasn't got a disability who's trying to walk down a street which is littered with A-boards, you know, and if you've got a slalom of A-boards to get around, they just impede your clear pathway through wherever you're trying to get to.
Yeah, of course, and I can understand that. So it's been a long, hard campaign, as you say, but you must feel encouraged that you finally got there and you've got what you wanted, a ban coming into force from April next year. Is it something that you hope, you know, other councils really throughout the UK are going to study, are going to take notice of, and maybe will adopt the same kind of policy?
I think it's definitely, I'm hoping that they will. The other councils have already started along this route as well. Bradford certainly has banned the use of A-boards, but in the Yorkshire and Humber itself, Hull City Council were the first to adopt the RNIB Street Charter, which is about removing other obstacles as well as A-boards, because we can remove A-boards, but we still have the problem of parking on pavement, street furniture, wheelie bins, overhanging shrubs and bushes, shared spaces. The list just goes on, really. So I think, you know, Hull have certainly, they're the city of culture this year, and they've implemented the street charter as well, and they've recently implemented their actual A-board policy as well, and zero tolerance towards A-boards. And there are other authorities who are working on this, or certainly blind groups of blind and partially sighted people in Barnsley, in York, are already working on a street charter for their cities. As I said, in Bradford, the A-boards ban is a first step, and we're hoping that it will move on to an implementation of a street charter, which will look at removing, making the streets more accessible in terms of other obstacles as well. And I think also nationally, up and down the country, there are authorities who are signed up to the street charter as well. The most recent large city is Liverpool City Council, who recently signed their street charter as well. So I think local authorities are beginning to see there is a need to balance the needs of businesses, the economic well-being of the city, but also to make sure that we're protecting and improving the health and well-being of the wider community across the country as well.
As you say then, Maksud, there's been a victory in Bradford, but there's plenty of other fights perhaps for another day. In the meantime, congratulations once again on your success. And Maksud Sheikh, Regional Campaigns Officer for Yorkshire and Humber, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.